Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning, 02 hundred hours. Partly cloudy, 63 degrees. Good morning, 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy, 63 degrees. Good morning, 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy, 62 degrees. Good morning, 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy, 62 degrees. Good morning, 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy, 62 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy, 59 degrees.
This is KE8YDR listening. KE8YDR listening.
FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy, 61 degrees. Good morning, 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny, 70 degrees. Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny, 74 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, partly sunny, 86 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 85 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 85 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 84 degrees.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Got you in there. Good signal. This is KD8RHP. Thanks for checking in.
Good afternoon. 86 degrees.
All right, thanks for checking in. KD8RHP.
Kilo Delta 8. Romeo Whiskey Echo. We'll just be in and out tonight, Brett.
All right, Dale. I got you in there. KDRWE. Thanks for checking in. I got you in and out. Have a good day, Dale.
Roger.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw County on the link.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Got you in there, Ron. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you.
K8RHB, WD, do a trail.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. K8RHB.
My clock service
time.
Over.
Yeah, Roger. I picked up a few more stations. Over.
I got a total of 9, if that's what you got, I got the roster over.
I'm at 10, over. Are you copying me?
Yeah, you're good readable. Stuck with roster K8JBD, over.
Alright, after K8JBD, I got Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. Then I have Whiskey 9, Mike Sierra Kilo, the section manager for Indiana. He was in and out. Then November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. And then Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. And Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Over.
Yeah, okay, I have it. That's what I thought. So, I'll assume control of that. Thank you. Over.
All yours, Joe. KDRH, be clear.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is the Sunday session of the Michigan Amateur Public Service Cornet. That is open to all stations interested in emergency communication, whether it be Skyline, Macy's, Aries, the Red Cross, or other associated programs. All stations are welcome. We conduct this net every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. During the winter, usually on 7Q32, but summer conditions have been favorable for 40, by and large, so we're on this frequency today. Be advised if QRM gets too difficult, we'll move either up or down a KC or two as conditions dictate. Also, you may check in by the Central Michigan Wet Receiving System. Those check-ins are also encouraged. So on the pre-net group, we have, and I'm going without a script, by the way, I guess I need a new one, so we got to see to that. I have the following conditions already logged that need not check in again. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Austin November. November 8, Bravo Austin Unicorn. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. November 9, I might see a Kilo Station closed. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Whiskey Echo, in and out. Station closed. And Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Unicorn Foxtrot. These stations not need checking, need check in again, but additional stations for the net. Over. Okay, all stations stand by. We're going to make a selection. Stand by. All stations go up to 7.228. I say again, all stations go move up to 7.228, 7.228. We'll continue there, CBG USA.
Okay, Joe,
I'll
stay
Okay, and happy birthday to you, sir, if I heard correctly. And for James, I forgot to mention, yeah, retired life is great. You can do what you want to do, but there are times when you're doing stuff you don't want to, but there are rare. You can choose not to do that. All right, very good, Diane. It'll be you. Thanks for your comments. Watch it up there on the ladder. And my goodness, there's a hammock devoted. Change the battery on my weather station to about a couple of weeks ago. And oh, did I hate doing that. And roof work, can't stand it. Not at my age. And anyway, so this is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We have about halfway down the list, so we're looking for any additional check-ins. If you'd like to call in, do so now. Over.
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
Okay, stand by, Max. We'll pick you up. Any other check-ins? All right,
tell me
here, Max. Over.
Roger, just one thing I haven't written down in my notes here. There is no map, just as a reminder, there is no map next weekend due to the holiday weekend. I hope everybody has an enjoyable Labor Day weekend. With that, back to Matt. KUAP lunch.
Okay, that's right, Matt. I probably suspected that, but thank you for confirming it. So, next week. All right, very good. Let's see here. KFA, Bravo Charlie Papa. Sir, you're up. Your name, please, for the log, and stand by NSB.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo Charlie Papa. Well, I have a couple of things to say. You can call me Nico, first of all. I'm a 15-year-old ham that has a U.S. license. But I've been operating in Greece for the last couple months. But I'm happy to announce that I finally moved to Michigan. I'll be starting school tomorrow, and I'm very happy to be in America and getting out on the radio. For some more stuff on what I've been doing, I've been very interested in amateur sex. So I have a big plan for the end of the year to hopefully do some ISS contacts. So yesterday I built myself a UHF Yagi, and I'm going to be working on the VHF one. So I got a lot of things going on. I've been very busy. That's the next.
Where are you going to school?
I will be going to, my brain just shut off tonight. Okay. Give me a minute. Stevenson.
Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck with your studies. And welcome to the state. You'll love it. When we reach November through March or April, you might not. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but you will be. So I wish you great luck. Feel free to check in. We're here every Sunday except for the next one upcoming Labor Day weekend. But we're here at 5 p.m. Eastern. Usually every Sunday, usually on either 72-32 or 39-32. So please, you're welcome to check in anytime, and welcome. And I appreciate you checking in. Nice strong signal, by the way. All right, we'll break with you, and let's see. The rubber 8 Sierra Bravo Echo in Europe, and stand by KC YDF. And at SCE, your comments, over. All right, well, we'll come back to them, if I remember, which I think I will. KCAYDF, your comments, stand by Charlie, over.
This is KCAYDF, ACRO for Saginaw County. Last Thursday was our Aries training for the August month. It was our get back to training month because we gave them July off. We do normally a picnic. We get everybody together, get a bite to eat. The Aries group provides the hot dogs and that, and then we have a dish to pass for everybody. We had some ice cream left over from our club meeting, So we had that for dessert, and then we do a movie afterwards. Usually it's some sort of emergency preparedness type of movie, something in that line, but we strayed a little bit this year. Everybody's been wanting to do the 1980s movie Airplanes. We got a good chuckle out of that one. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, and we had a good time. So we had a good turnout for it. A lot of good eats in that. Next month we'll be having our training at our 911 center, activating, getting that ready to go for the SET. So hopefully we'll have some information from Max to pass along at that meeting next month. So that's what I got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KC8YDF.
Okay, good enough, KC8YDF. WDHLSA, thanks for your report today. Consistently good readable signal. Well, I'm going to say Lima Charlie. Loud and clear, and thanks for checking in with us. All right, let's go to Charlie. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see if NHSBE came back. Your comments, if you hear, over. All right, well, we'll try him here in a little bit. WDNHB, Charlie, thanks for hearing your comments for the...
Yeah, good evening, Joe, and everybody on the... ARPSCNet, this is WDA, Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie in the little town of Vicksburg, south of Kalamazoo, in Kalamazoo County. Good signals today all around, a little bit of odd fading. It, fades for about 30 seconds, and then it pops up good for 2 minutes, and then you take a fade again, but at least I'm hearing everybody. And Max is again loud this weekend, and he was loud to me last weekend. Nice to hear Max when he's loud. not much new in ham radio over here. Planning on going camping, and passing by you probably Friday morning, Joe, on our way up to Hesperia, the place where we usually end up camping this time of year. And I know that I'll be going along with KC8BRO, Shane. So, and hopefully we can get Ken. I was hoping he'd check in today, too. So, thanks for running the net, Joe, and I will go WD8AXB.
Okay, Charlie, WDAXB in the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Line. That's very good. Yeah, we're heading up north starting Thursday, and so we'll all really have a head start on this. We're going up Friday. And we won't be back until the 8th or 9th of September, and going up to Stray State Park and then Petoskey State Park, and Lord knows where that was, maybe even one day on Mackinac Island, don't know yet, but we'll have to see. One last bit of bridge walk, which, by the way, there's a lot of planning going to that. My goodness. I guess once the walk is over, they start planning for the next one, so I can only imagine what a big deal that is. So, all right, Charlie, we'll take travels to you. And say hello to Ken and Jane. I haven't heard them in a while, and I wish them well as well. So take care. All right, we'll break with you. Let's see if NHSBE came back. Your comments, over. Okay, nothing heard. That brings us down to the list as I have it. This is the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, WDA USA, Kent County, and that control. This is 6. Looking for any additional check-ins to the list. Over. Any relays, over. Okay, nothing heard. Any additional comments before we close, over. All right, nothing heard. Well, I'd like to wish everyone a happy and safe Labor Day weekend coming up here next weekend. Stay safe. Always be aware of your surroundings and don't become a statistic. And I wish you all safe journeys as you're going. And if not, use the opportunity to rest and relax, and because we all know what's coming. And
Bravo Zulu, and congratulations to all of you who put in your time to Mucus Emergency Services work, and take care until we meet again. K8K1, I have a report for you, sir. Message number 123, repeat. Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Note that given location X-ray. Today's date to your station, break.
Can I have the roster?
Okay, I'm going to be station, figure 11. Try to figure 1. Time will be 25 minutes, break. Sign
at
WD USA Control. And, over.
Give me the first number again, please.
11. Figures 11, over. The 11 stations on the roster, over.
Same thing. We had a spot right on the water.
Right on the beach there, and it was about, I don't remember, maybe quarter after 12 in the morning, and all of a sudden this horrible noise comes across, and we didn't know, well, first time there, we never didn't know anything about it, and we weren't sure, and it was pretty crazy. But anyways, when we went to dump before we left, I talked to someone there at the station, and he frequents the place there, and he told us what it was, but that was pretty intense. It was so loud. Over.
Like I said, it certainly woke me up, and it got me up to investigate what was going on, and then I realized, what it was, and
I thought something had exploded in the RV. Wow. Yeah, we had no idea.
And it'll be you.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees.
WATPT monitoring.
W8FU driving.
Alrighty, I'm driving too. I'll probably be there about the same time as you.
Yeah, whoever gets there first, just call out a spot. But there's, like I said, there's the northwest corner, there's a Dunkin' Donuts. The northwest corner, it's as good as anywhere.
Alright, yeah, I'm coming 18 to DeQuinter and then heading south, so I'll turn in right before 16 mile there and see what's there. I'll look for the Dunkin' Donuts if I see it. That sun is going to heat with this rain today, man. We were at that large Stony and until I got it out water skiing all day or something. It's crazy.
Did you say it was raining?
No, I said the heat was draining, like it drained all my energy. I feel like when you go sitting on a boat all day and you're out in the sun and it just like drains your energy at the end of the day, you're like, ugh.
Okay, draining. I'm like, wow, raining. How did that happen? I heard, I woke up this morning or last night, I can't remember, I think it was this morning early, and I heard some rain. Yeah, I looked outside, there wasn't much, but it looked like there was a little tiny bit, at least where I was at, and I was up pretty early, went and got some coffee and some treats for the kids, and came back and all that good stuff. I was there until about 1:30, then I did a bunch of stuff on my way home. By the time I got home, I was beat. I was like, holy cow. That's why I just, like, I didn't have the wind in the sail that I thought I had, but since then I've relaxed a little bit, gotten into some comfortable clothes, and had something to eat, so I'm all good now. It'll be nice to get, this will be a major relief on my vehicle. I've got, I got so much crap in here right now, this will take quite the load off.
Yeah, I got a bunch of crap in mine too, but at least this will only be in it for a day, and it'll be in its resting place, so that'll be cool. And then, I'll tell you the rest when I see you.
Anywho, yeah, it got hot, man. I woke up last night, was real pleasant. The kids and I, we went to a little pet store where they got a big tortoise. And he just walks around, he just runs around the whole store, just like nobody's business. And then a great big rabbit, a tortoise and a hare. And they're both just running around the store. And the kids love to go there. So they go there and they pet the turtle and the rabbit. And they look at all the, critters. They got a lot of snakes and spiders and, reptiles and stuff like that. It's pretty They pretty much got everything, old school pet store with all the stuff. So we did that last night, and we got a bite to eat, and then, it was so nice out. We took a nice walk, a nice long walk in the town, got some ice cream. And, you know, and this morning and all that stuff. And then I walked out about when I was getting ready to come home, and I'm like, holy cow, where'd this come from? Right, yeah. That he was something else. I got to Stony Creek, and you walked out of the shade, and it just like you're in a desert. But, yeah, I think that pet shop is, I had a younger friend, Amanda, that used to fish with me a lot, and I'm pretty sure she, if that's in Grosse Pointe, it's probably the one she worked at. Can't remember the name of it offhand, though. Carl's, I think. Well, that doesn't ring a bell, so maybe it's not the same one, but yeah, there's a bunch of snakes and everything. She's a mail carrier up near Traverse City now, and she's got all kinds of snakes and turtles and lizards, and so from working in that pet store, she acquired a taste for all them exotic animals. I certainly could be completely wrong in the name. I don't remember. The kids are just like, oh, let's go to, you know, whatever. Ted's, Carol's, it was like a name, whatever it was. I don't know. Ted's. I don't know. But it was just like a name like that. It was pretty cool. The tortoise was really, really cool. And man, that rabbit was ginormous. He's huge. Just running around the place like nobody's business. Pretty cool. So I understand why kids like to go there. But, yeah, so all in all, it was pretty good. But yeah, it was so crazy because the weather was so nice. Even in the morning when I got up and Megan made a run for coffee and some... They got this bakery down on Kirchville, which is really, really, really good. Even when I ran out early in the morning, about 8 a.m. to get that, it was just really so pleasant. That when I hit that oppressive heat when I left, it was really a shocker. Really didn't expect it. All right, let's see here. So, oh, I got a ways to go. That was 15. Okay. I'd let somebody else in there. You can go ahead after me. I'm about a mile out, so I'm probably going to beat you there, Sean. Go ahead, other station.
Thank you. W-A-T-F-U. A-D-A-D-F-K. I was going to ask you, Sean, do you know if Don had an adapter for the microphone to the icon?
I can look. I think I grabbed everything, so it would be that. What is it? A stereo or a? Well, it's a 3.5-inch mini plug, right? And then he plugged that into. Somehow he got that into the 8-pin mic. So yeah, let me dig around and see if I can figure it out. Because he must have, right?
Right. Any adapters I'd be interested in if. You give me a relatively good deal on it. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? So he had a switch for push to talk, and he had a harness so that he could plug in the push to talk with this little homemade switch he did. And yes, it's got to be there. All right, I'll find it and make sure you get it.
Any foot switch or stuff like that? I'd appreciate it.
That wasn't a foot switch or anything like that. Turn in at the very first opportunity. You're going to see me parked right by the driveway to pull in. And so when you're coming south, that way we can stay out. It's busy in this parking center. Hold up one second, Lynn. Let me get with Don.
Yeah, I'm already in here and fought all the traffic. So you're over by behind Basket Robbins.
Oh, you're in. Well, where are you at? I'll just find you then. I'm back. It's real way at the north end of the plaza, right off the road. There's nobody here. Probably better if you come here anyhow, because there's just too many people over there.
Yeah, I'm heading that way now. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay, you'll see me. I'm parked. I'm back in. You know, I'm almost as close to the northernmost drive, like about two or three spaces off of DeQuinter. You'll see me if you come along. You know, just come to the northernmost exit of the complex, and you'll see me.
Yeah, I gotta let this soul turn out in front of me before I can turn, and I'll be there.
I see ya. All right, real good. Len, I'm gonna be in the back of my vehicle digging right now. In fact, if I see it, I'll drive right by your house. I'm going right by your house in 10 minutes. So I'll be back with you in a sec. W8FU.
To see you, son. I think you know where I'm at. 88FK.
Let me let me make a phone call real quick, and then I'll give you a call when I'm turning in your street.
88 FK on the side. Dolby, you had a few.
Right, this is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey in the air. I'm performing an antenna test, over.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey India Sierra, Whiskey 8 Charlie Papa Tango, you're sounding good.
Roger that, this is Jeff here in Fowlerville, just performing an antenna test with the modified J-pole on my deck, over.
Hello Jeff, Captain Don here, I'm in Sterling Heights. Yeah, it sounded really good on my end. I have no complaints at all.
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear here. I'm over here in Fowlerville, so I'm not sure if it's what repeater I'm in. I think it's the Flint one. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the call sign is of that repeater, but it's tied into the one that I'm talking on in Warren. So, yeah, so, but yeah, you're sounding really good. It repeats exactly what that repeater hears out over here, and it definitely sounded good.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm talking out of HP here, just tinkering around. But, yeah, it seems like the 70 centimeters comes in real nice and clean.
Roger that. I would have thought you were on a mobile with more than 5 watts. So, yeah, it sounds really good. I don't know how far you are from the actual repeater, but, yeah, it sounded awesome.
Roger that. I appreciate the callback. This is Kilo Echo 8 with CBS here, Station 73, and good luck with your microphone job. Thank you. See ya.
All right, it's good talking to you, and glad it's working, and this is Whiskey Charlie Papa Tango, saying 73.
This is W, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India Sierra Clear.
AD8FK from W8FU. I just turned off of the Quinner. I'm pretty sure I can find it. So give me a minute. How could I miss it?
Good evening, 1900 hours, partly sunny, 84 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 80 degrees.
Monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees.